Heck yeah, podcast time. Welcome, everybody. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. January 31st is the date, a Thursday. It is me, Dave, and all the good stuff just for you. We had a reaction to yesterday's snow squall. Hopefully, everybody made it home in one piece. We teased next week's Fast Five competition. Your shot at a chance to get out of Dodge and head down to Jamaica. If you can identify the quick song clips that we're going to be playing for you. John found a study about happiness and people that get up early. We mocked celebrities and their tattoos and heard about one on the slopes who was involved in a skiing hit and run. Then we had some fun, Steve and I, discerning whether John was telling the truth or not with another round of agree or disagree involving rock stories throughout history. A listener had to decide if Steve and I were doing quality detective work off the bat as John threw out different stories at us. And we shared another round of shower thoughts, those personal epiphanies that we commonly have in places like the shower when our mind is just left to wonder. So here you go. You don't have to wonder anymore. That's what's about to happen right here, right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Four degrees outside at this moment. The expected high 17, but the wind chill will make that feel like minus 14. Going to be sunny, breezy, and cold today. Although right now, when we were coming in, not much wind at all.
Yeah, it's actually fine. As long as the wind doesn't pick up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when there's no wind, okay, it's cold.
Right.
You know, I'm not talking about walking around in shorts and a t-shirt.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's dealable right now without wind.
Yep.
Once that wind kicks up, oh man, that won't be a mother, right? But 4 degrees outside at the moment. And thank God, I am so happy for you guys that you got out of here early yesterday, because that squall.
Wait, we didn't get out early.
I left at 12:55. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that you got out of here before the big squall happened.
Well, that was the goal.
That was your fear yesterday.
It wasn't
did you
a
see
fear.
That square? That squall? Oh my God!
I did.
Yeah,
I mean, that caused havoc up by me.
That
22 car pileup, 30 car pileup on 78.
Well, that's because
you're forgetting. I live upstate.
Right. That's right. From now on, we're not going to call it the Great White North anymore. From now on, it's upstate. Upstate Dave. Right. Which should have been your intern name.
It should have been. We missed a great opportunity 12 years ago.
Although when you first started working here, you were still living in the Northeast.
That's a good point.
So
then I was Hood Dave.
Yeah. Right.
Dave
from the block.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe when that squall happened. It was like, oh my God, look at this. Oh my God, it's over.
Oh, it's sunny again.
No. You know, it's like, really?
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Yeah, but if you take the words out of his mouth this morning, they're frozen. That is Meatloaf, the John DiBella Show. 4 degrees outside at the moment. Temperature goes supposed to get up to 17 if the wind kicks up, because it's supposed to be sunny, wind breezy, and cold today. If the wind kicks up, the wind chill will make it feel like minus 14 when it hits 17. Right now, there's no wind. There's nothing to really worry about at the moment. But you know what? If it kicks up, you people have to work outside today.
Oh boy!
I mean, I don't want to think about it.
Poor you.
I really don't even want to think about it. Anybody doing construction outdoors today? Oh, that's got to be the absolute worst. Although something that could make it better, make you feel better real quick, is a trip to Orlando, Florida, starting Monday at 7:30. We are going to be doing the Fast Five. Right? What's what?
Well, something that could really help you. We'll start next week after the cold when it's 50.
And that's the wild part. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going to be like upper 50s to 60 degrees.
Please.
This is just absolutely insane. Anyway, if you would like to be in Orlando, Florida at Universal Orlando Resort, we can send you there, because starting on Monday morning at 7:30, we're going to be doing the Fast Five. Each and every day, we'll give you the opportunity to hear this more than once, but each and every day, we will play five clips from a artist of the day. So let's say the artist of the day was Aerosmith.
Okay.
You'd hear something like this. Now, the trick is to name all five of those songs. You wouldn't have to do it in order, but you would have to name all five of them correctly, and the first one who could do that would walk away with a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. It's the most exciting family vacation destination in the world. Plus, you stay on site at the Loews Sapphire Falls Resort, and we fly you down as well. So all of that for figuring out the fastest. You think you can do it today?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Back in the Saddle.
Okay.
Janie's Got a Gun.
All right. All right. Here's the next one.
Living on the edge. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Crying.
Well, all right.
Nice.
And the last one.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Dude Looks Like a Lady. There you go. Florida. So back in the Saddle again. Janie's Got a Gun, Living on the Edge, Crying, and Dude Looks Like a Lady. Don't be too impressed. He did it yesterday, too.
Yeah, I know what the songs are.
But if you're the first person who could do that on Monday morning, and it won't be that, it'll be a different band on Monday morning. Right, if you're the first person who can do that, you are going to walk away with a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort.
John, I'm just letting you know that I've fully produced this show. Just fire one of your faders.
All right, just you fully produced the show?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Follow any fader.
Anything you want.
Anything I want, I'll hit this one. There you go.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave now. See
you. Yes, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The one song that wasn't in that clip.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
I do have some good news this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Especially for people like us, Dave.
Cool.
All right, not necessarily for Steve, but for
this
people
must
like,
be music.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's according to some research... Right. If you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and don't think you're a morning person, hey, you're a morning person. You know, and we all get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get up even earlier than that. But according to some research, a new study says that morning people are happier overall than people who stay up late.
OK.
So this obviously works 66% of the time because there's no way that he's happy in the morning.
Well, I see. I'm getting up at 4 a.m. to come deal with you two.
Steve's the outlier. That's what you're saying.
That's what it is. Exactly.
I'm super happy on weekends.
Right? Oh, I can only imagine how happy you are on the weekend.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I was telling Dave today, I've really kind of had my fill of modern pop stars. I mean, it seems like every time I turn around, there's, you know, some other story about, you know, look, I don't care what Cardi B thinks about politics.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right. You know, and it just goes on and on and on. I mean, but this one, sometimes I get joy out of them.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, and one of the joys that I always get are these knuckleheads that go to any tattoo parlor. And get something written in Chinese or Japanese and put
sure,
a tattoo on.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah,
they don't
lost know in translation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ariana Grande has a new single out called Seven Rings.
Right.
You know, and you would think that after getting matching tattoos with Pete Davidson, you know, for their 15 minutes of engagement.
And what, it was like a dog or a pig or something?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell
it was.
It was
her pet pig.
But she got two Japanese words, right? Or, you know, to put on her hand, on the palm of her hand she had to put.
Wow.
Right? So that had to hurt, right? And what she had them write was seven rings.
Mm-hmm.
What it actually says is Sirechen.
What?
Sirechen.
I put that on my eggs, I think.
Right,
nice, spicy.
You're not far off. What it is, it's a small barbecue grill. Sirechen is a small barbecue grill. So our hand says barbecue grill, right, in Japanese.
It's the Japanese foreman.
Yeah, that's it. I want seven rings. Yeah, okay, yeah, seven burn rings from the barbecue grill.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued for a hit and run.
What?
On a ski slope.
What?
You ready for this? She hit some guy named Terry Anderson. According to a local ordinance, a skier, she was in Park City, Utah.
Uh-huh.
A skier in a situation where you hit somebody and you knock them down, right, is supposed to stop and offer assistance, right? This guy has filed a lawsuit that he was knocked out, suffered four broken ribs, and needs brain surgery.
Good Lord.
Yeah. All right. And basically, so the law says you have to stop and offer assistance to also give their name and address to an employee and tell them what happened. Gwen did neither of these things. She just took off.
How did he know it was her?
All right. Well, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. You know what she looks like. You
it's
know?
True.
All right. Anyway, supposedly an instructor was there teaching Gwyneth and basically filed a false claim and just put in and as total crap. So she should have stayed. He should have told the truth. She's getting sued because, after all, she is.
She's the most obnoxious girl in the world.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Right now, it's time for Agree or Disagree.
There's only you and me, and we just disagree. Oh.
And we've got Harry on the line. Good morning, Harry. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, now, Harry, here's the way this is going to work. I'm going to tell Dave and Steve some stories, some classic rock stories, some tidbits about artists, about songs, about bands that they may or may not know. They're going to have to decide if that story is true or false. And then you're going to have to decide to agree or disagree with them. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Gentlemen.
Yes.
Our good friend, Little Steven Van Zandt. Mm. The reason why he wears a bandana all the time is because he has scars all over his head from a car accident.
I believe that's true. I'm pretty sure that that's true. I knew it was something unfortunate that befell him.
Really? Okay.
I don't think it's alopecia.
Okay. I'll agree with you then. I think that it is. Yeah, right. Okay, so Dave and I say yes.
You say yes. You say that's true. All right. What do you have to say, Harry? Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
You disagree, then I will have to tell you, you are incorrect.
Come on, man.
Steve Van Zandt actually was in a car accident where he went through the windshield.
Whoa.
Right? And he got so many scars on his head that in certain places his hair doesn't grow. And although for years he used hats, he switched to the bandana at one point in time.
Huh.
Right? And that is why he's always wearing it. So the hair you saw him in and Silvio and the Sopranos.
The pompadour.
That was a wig. Okay. All right. Now you got to get the next two right, Harry, in order to walk away with those tickets at the Philadelphia car show.
All right,
gentlemen, Charlie Watts once punched Mick Jagger in the face for calling him my drummer.
What?
That's such a weird story.
I don't know if Charlie Watts is capable of violence.
I'm with you there. I say that's false.
Yeah,
I say that's false.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say, Harry? Are you going to agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree with him.
You're going to agree with him. Then, once again,
oh, no!
You're going to hear this.
What?
Please, this needs explaining.
All right, what happened was, right, Keith Richards told Esquire magazine that Mick once pushed the mild-mannered Charlie Watts over the edge. Jagger, after a few drinks in a hotel, phoned Watts and asked, is my drummer there? Right? Watts got dressed in a full suit, right, knocked on Jagger's door and told him, don't ever call me my drummer again, and punched him in the face.
It's like one of the Kingsmen.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Sorry about that, Harry.
I have two more questions,
okay.
So to give Harry a chance.
All right.
All right, Harry, we've got two more questions, so you got to get these two right now, all right?
Okay.
Brian May plays on two different Soundgarden songs. Plays guitar on two different Soundgarden songs.
Oh, man. He does love to collab with people. I know that from following him on Instagram. What?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't name. It sounds too exact to not be true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. True.
All right. They're both saying it's true. What do you say, Harry? You're going to agree with them or disagree?
I'm going to agree with him.
You're going to agree with him? Thank God you did.
Hey.
Absolutely
yes.
True.
Nice.
He did Alternative NRG compilation, did a song for the Alternative NRG compilation, and he also was on Something to Die For, Spider-Man 2 soundtrack.
Oh, look those up.
All right, Harry, get this one right, and you will get that 4-pack of tickets. All right, here we go, guys. The organ intro on Steve Winwood's While You See a Chance, it's a real long intro, it's like almost a minute long,
mm-hmm.
was a mistake. Mm. And they left it there.
Ooh.
Now, it wasn't a mistake that they left it there, but what happened, the reason why it's there, is a mistake.
It's almost like Sting sitting on the piano.
Yeah. Oh, man. Winwood's such a musician's musician. He plays a million instruments.
I agree completely.
Steve was about to tell you that. I beat him to it. I can totally see that. He seems like the kind of guy who would basically just fiddle around in the studio, just riffing on things, jamming, and then if he likes it, he likes it. If he doesn't, junks it. I say yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement. I have nothing else to add to that, John.
Okay. What do you have to add to that, Harry? Do you agree or disagree with them?
I agree.
You agree? Well, that's good.
Hey! You're a winner.
Absolutely correct. Are you ready for this one? All right. While it is one of the best-known intros from songs from the 80s, While You See a Chance is devoid of any other instrument because of a mistake, someone wiped all the other tracks off, and the only thing that was left was the keyboards. Every other instrument that was supposed to be playing here was wiped off completely. So, Harry, you got tickets, a four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Car Show.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Something we exclusively do here on the John DeBella Show is shower thoughts. We've been telling people about this all morning. It's that thought that you come up with in the shower. You may not ask other people about it, might not bring it up at all. Right, but just one of those wacky thoughts that goes through your head, and we've asked people to text them into us all morning, and if you guys are ready, right, we've got 10 of them here. I'd like to use these people's names, but all we get is phone numbers, and, well, we could have texted everybody back. I go, what's your name? But you know what? It's what they say that really counts. So you guys go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Let's
do something
it.
Like
yeah.
that?
Let's
yep.
do it.
It's a music
Words.
Piece. It's a music
Mouth movements.
Going. All right, here we go. All right. Here's the first one. The first person to use the phrase smooth as a baby's bottom probably got a lot of weird looks.
I got one here. It must be really hard for an honest person in Nigeria to order something over the internet.
Oh, my God.
Imagine
wow.
that.
Yeah. Great thought. Darth Vader could fall asleep in imperial meetings and no one would notice. No idea.
I love this. It's so true. When you're young, you sneak out of the house to go to parties. When you're old, you sneak out of parties to go home.
Oh, God, accurate.
Dogs are like the mafia. They offer you protection, and in return, they expect a little taste of everything.
If you order a DiGiorno pizza from Amazon Prime now, it becomes both delivery and DiGiorno.
DiGiorno. Uh-huh. Very good. All right. Learning about sex by watching porn is like learning to drive by watching The Fast and the Furious.
Cutting the umbilical cord is just the participation trophy for men.
Yes.
A nut for a jar of tuna, spelled backwards, is a nut for a jar of tuna.
Is it really?
Yeah. Take that, Amanda, Plan to Canal, Panama.
Yeah, well, a Toyota spelled backwards is
A Toyota. Whoa.
All right. And lastly this morning, from all these texts we got from people for shower thoughts, it's a good thing farting isn't as contagious as yawning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
That's the best cry ever. Brian Johnson back in the band, or that's what everything's looking like, that Brian Johnson's going to be back in the band. So we're looking forward to the new album.
Who had that?
What?
Grinder?
No.
Wow.
Grinder.
If so, John's got some splaining to do.
It was
a grindcore band
grindcore,
called like Terrorizer
grindcore,
or something.
Right? Yeah, that's what it was, Terrorizer.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll check Grinder, though. I'll get that music update.
Good.
That they put out
one
today.
Of you will.
Yeah.
All right, 6 degrees out there now. Sunny, breezy, cold. 17, the expected high. Minus 14, the wind chill factor. And that's it hit minus 50. In Chicago yesterday.
That's why I'm not complaining.
Minus 50.
I'm having perspective on this.
Yeah, well, I mean, and we were saying, when we mentioned this yesterday, temperature on Mars yesterday was 23 degrees.
That's insane.
It was colder in Chicago than it was on Mars. Twice as cold as it was on Mars.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.